Well, this is not how you want to wake up on your airplane flight. 37-year-old woman falls asleep on a British Airways flight from London to San Francisco, which is pretty normal. That's a long flight. She woke up about 2 hours later, and the guy behind her had reached around the seat and had his hand up her shirt.
What?
What? What? Yes. Had his hand up her shirt while she was sleeping on a plane.
Didn't know her.
Nope. He pushed her. She pushed him away, got up. He, thankfully, was arrested for assault.
Well, good thing.
You can't do
now
that.
Now you can't even sleep on an airplane without worrying about being assaulted. Goodness. Well, it seems like this could be dangerous, but also a good thing. If you're looking to get ahead with your boss, apparently you just need to go out and have some drinks at the bar with your boss. According to a new study, you've got to put that fear aside. An economist at the University of Dusseldorf in Germany found the best way to get ahead at work is to get drunk with your boss. Drinking together at a bar after work helps strengthen your relationship, helps you get to know each other, builds trust, and opens up new career opportunities. And it doesn't just have to be you and your boss either. Having other coworkers there helps you build better work relationships with them too. I am instating a work happy hour.
Well, the only problem is our boss doesn't drink, so that's not going to work here.
Yeah, I think she'd probably be more up for it than we are.
On Monday, a 59-year-old woman in New York went missing, and her family called police. Police said they would keep an eye out for her, but she hadn't turned up by the next day. Sun decided to post her photo on the website Reddit. Within hours, another user of that website spotted this woman walking down a street in Manhattan and stayed with her until police came. So
sometimes the internet does bring really good
things.
It does.
Sometimes it does do good things.
New movie is opening in theaters this weekend. Got three widespread releases. The Other Woman. It's rated R. It's Cameron Diaz and Leslie Mann. They become unlikely friends because they find out that the guy Cameron's been dating is Leslie's husband in the movie. But he's also cheating on both of them with Kate Upton. So all three of them team up to plot their revenge. Nicholas Coster-Waldau is the husband. And Nicki Minaj is also making her acting debut as Cameron's best friend in this movie. Brick Mansions is rated PG-13. It's the last movie Paul Walker completed before his death. It's set in the future where part of Detroit is walled off to contain the worst criminals. And he's a cop who teams up with an ex-con to go after a drug dealer. And The Quiet Ones, also rated PG-13. Jared Harris from Mad Men. He's a college professor experimenting on Olivia Cook from A&E's Bates Motel. She's a disturbed girl who causes supernatural phenomena. And Sam Claflin from the Hunger Games movies is the guy filming the experiments. And he's Finnick in Catching Fire. So those are the three movies opening this weekend.
Couple random facts for you to wrap up your stack of leftovers today. The average dollar bill has 3,000 different types of bacteria on it, some of which could make you sick. 3,000 different types.
Now I don't want to deal in cash ever.
And this is kind of surprising. There's approximately 1.6 million Americans that don't have indoor plumbing.
What?
1.6
million
Americans that are using an outhouse. Wow.
Wow.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.